Right. How's it going today?
All right.
Good.
How are you?
Just rolling along.
Anticipate having Tom back at practice today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Donald Brown, was that a health thing? Something happened and just wasn't available? What led to the end of the road there?
He hasn't been available for a while. Yeah, it's unfortunate. He worked hard. He's a really good kid. Just never really got a chance to see him.
DJ Foster, he has been limited, it seems, a little bit. Can you sense how much that set him back, and is he possibly ready to up his work?
Possibly, yeah. He's practiced yesterday, so maybe he'll do a little more today. Hopefully he can keep going forward. We'll just have to see. Hope so.
How difficult is it when you're getting toward 53 and trying to carve out your guys, when you have a guy like DJ who just hasn't been able to practice as much as you would like? You might think you have, a good amount of talent with that player, but you just haven't seen it. Is that one of the more difficult type of factors to consider when you're, again, trying to get to 53 next week?
Absolutely. Just, you don't have anything to go. Yep. That's hard.
Bill, do you have to, in cases like that, weigh sort of player's age and potential for ascension versus maybe someone who's, just in this comparison, Brown, who's 29 and is probably...
Well, I mean, Donald's played in the league. You can actually see him play. You can't see DJ Foster playing this league. So, I mean, you have Arizona State film, but that's all you have. And, you know, some of the spring work he did, which, you know, obviously encouraging. We still have him, but it's just no body of work. Donald Brown, you can see Donald Brown or EJ Biggers. I mean, you can see those guys play. Players like EJ, or it's hard, how much are gone. So, but maybe he'll be able to do more. We'll get an evaluation of him soon, hopefully.
I'm wondering how much of a balancing act it is at this time of the year. It seems like it always is with you and Nick, to make sure as you get to 75 and then 53, to make sure you get enough reps in these final two preseason games to get adequate looks at the players you have to make decisions on.
Yeah, well, the whole thing's really a balancing act between getting your team ready and evaluating players. And, of course, it's always good when you can evaluate, especially by this third preseason game, fourth preseason game, evaluate players against known players. It's one thing to play them in the fourth quarter against other players who don't really have much of a track record in the NFL, where if you put them in at other points in the game, you'd be able to see them against guys that you have a lot better idea of what their skills are and how a young player would match up on that. So, but you have to get your team ready, so there's definitely a balance between that. We're just not looking at people. We're trying to get ready to play football. So,
kind of a follow-up on that. How much of a piece of the pie is looking outside the organization? Is that just solely Nick's purview?
Well, there's a lot of player movement at this time of year. We all know that. There's going to be a ton, more than at any other time during the calendar year, in the next, from Tuesday to Sunday, so within that 5, 6, 7 day period, and the days surrounding it, I'm sure there'll be a lot of activity. So let's call it in that 10-day period. That'll probably be 90% of the transactions the entire year, other than the draft. So, yeah, it is busy. We talk about it on a regular basis. Try to keep up with it. So, between the preseason game, this game, Giants game, the Arizona game, even Miami game, that's a new staff, roster decisions, other teams, personnel conversations, or however you want to characterize that. There's wheels spinning pretty fast this time of year, you know, for the coaching staff and for the personnel department. It's just that time of year.
What's allowed Joe Tooney to step in here right away and earn those snaps that he's received so far?
Joe's done a good job with what we've given him. And, you know, there was a point where we felt comfortable making that, say, temporary move. It wasn't permanent, but he's handled it well. And so I think he's certainly moving toward, you know, maybe able to lock something down at some point. I don't think we're there yet, but I think he's certainly gaining on it. He's had a good preseason, had a good spring.
You said you wanted to give Jimmy the most reps, at least to get him ready. But in light
I never said that.
You wanted to at least get a look at him. I think you said you wanted to get him more, or at least to have him ready.
I said the priority was to get Jimmy ready.
Priority, thank you.
I don't think I said anything about reps.
Sorry, priority being Jimmy. In light
That's correct.
Of Tom not playing in game two and his thumb, are you more apt to have him play against Carolina in game three?
Nothing's changed. All three quarterbacks are extremely important. Jimmy's preparation for the Arizona opener is the most important. Nothing's changed, and nothing's going to change. That's the way it's going to be.
How much are you looking at Arizona at this point?
Well, we definitely have an eye on them. We'll tighten the focus going forward, but we've certainly aware that that's where we're headed on opening day, so we've got to, you know, look at our preparation relative to that, relative to Miami, Houston. I mean, you know, I don't think we want to get in a situation early in the season where we're knowingly doing something or dealing with something on a high percentage basis that we haven't even talked about up till that point. So, you know, if things come up that we want to make sure that we at least get, you know, a little bit of a head start or give the players an awareness on, you know, we could do that.
I have another sort of roster building question for you. When you are trying to make a determination on a player, how difficult is it if the player may not necessarily be in line to give you immediate production given where or how the depth chart may be built or how the roster may be built currently, but you'd like to work with him in the future, and if you didn't keep him, you might lose him to somebody else?
That's the $64,000 question. That's what it is. It's been like that since the day I got into this league. From all the personnel meetings I've ever been in, it's a player who's more experienced, more ready to help the team now versus another player that's not as ready now, but at some point you think the pendulum will swing in his favor. And will you do that? Can you do that? What are the consequences of making that move? What are the consequences of not making the move? How likely, as you said, is it that you could keep both players in some capacity, let's just say? That's what it's about, trying to balance now with later. I mean, we're going to field a team in November. We're going to field a team next year. We're going to field a team in 2018. So not that we're getting too far ahead of ourselves, but I mean, we're going to be in business in those years, so we have to sort of have an eye on those moving forward and a lot of the other factors that go into that. So it's, yeah, those are all tough decisions. They're all things you got to really think about. It's no different than it's the same thing as acquiring a player. So if you acquire a player, who are you acquiring? You know, a young player for an older player, an older player for a younger player, help now versus help later, developmental versus known performance, so forth. So it's, they're all interrelated, but it really gets back to the same key points. And those, when it's close, it's tough. If it's not close, then it's not really a tough decision. Then you know, it's a relatively easy decision. But the ones that are close, some people in the room want to, you know, have one opinion. Other people have other opinion. You kind of have a split camp there. And both sides' arguments are good arguments. It's kind of your perspective. You know, is it today or is it tomorrow? And that's I'm sure every team in the league is having a lot of those discussions about, you know, 8-10 players, you know, 5-5, whatever it is, 4-4, but that kind of thing. Yep.
Kind of wondering what you've seen from him defensively, and also his work in special teams when I saw this summer. He said today he had limited experience in that in college. What you saw from him in both areas?
You know, a lot of improvement. He's, again, you know, comes from a smaller program and really played linebacker there. His role here has been more towards sub linebacker, if you will, in the kicking game. So, you know, it's different from what he did in college. But he's a smart kid. He's athletic. He's got a good work ethic. He's been a very dependable player for us on a daily basis, coming in, knowing what to do, being prepared, working hard to do it, correcting his mistakes, moving on to the next day. I mean, all those kind of things that are good qualities to have. And he's making a lot of progress, and we'll see where it goes. But there's definitely some new things for him. I think he's handled them, you know, fairly well. I mean, there have been mistakes, but they get corrected and we move on. And so that's part of the process. We know that's going to happen.
If you have a player who doesn't figure to make the team in a competition at his position or doesn't project to the practice squad, how much of a consideration this time of training camp is there to his own interests? Obviously, you're trying to do what's best for the team, but also if a player might be able to find a spot elsewhere in the league but really won't have a fit in New England, is that part of the consideration, especially at early releases?
Well, I mean, I don't know what's best for the team. If you need somebody to play, then that, you know, that's good for the team, but it's also good for the player, even if he's not going to make the roster. It gives him an opportunity to play and the other 31 teams to see him, and it gives him exposure. So that's probably better than him being released and not playing and nobody seeing him play. So, you know, I mean, that's a tough one. Look, to me, as every player that's here is competing, and they're competing for us, but in reality, they may be competing for a spot on another team's roster too. I mean, everybody's being scouted. We're scouting everybody. I'm sure everybody's scouting us, so. It's a player's opportunity to play, and I think that's really the way that the players try to look at it. Veteran players encourage younger players, like, hey, you know, maybe you'll be on the team, maybe you'll be on the practice squad, but if you go out there and do well, somebody else will see you. And, you know, Rob Ninkovich is a great example of that. You know, I know he's talked to the team about that. You know, it's just about opportunity, making the most of the opportunity, so. We can't control what happens, but the opportunities are available. I mean, I think that's all really any of us can ask for. I think that's what a player can ask for, and then once he gets it, he's got to do the best he can with it. So that's the way I look at it.
The roster moves the last 2 days. You have some space on the 90-man, but you also have to trim that down by the end of the week. Do you envision filling a couple of those spots before Friday, or is this sort of part of the thought process of, hey, we're going to have to trim this down anyway, maybe we get a head start here?
Well, we're definitely going to have to trim it down, and you know, we may release players before that cut down before the game. Again, there's a lot of personnel movement going on at this time of year. We could acquire a player or two or whatever if that the situation was right. I mean, I really don't know what's going to happen. I mean, it's not like I have, you know, five roster moves waiting back there in the office that are about to happen. That's definitely not the case. But look, it could be in 10 minutes. I don't know, you know, or it could not be. But the intent of, you know, doing what we did with the roster is because of where we are, what we feel like is best for our team at this point in time. Although I think that some of the moves we made were also best for some of the players as well, to be honest with you. So not that that's the main reason we did it, but it's part of the residual, you know, doing what's right for everybody. But, yeah, we'll just have to see how it goes. I mean, we could have, you know, 84, 85 by the end of the week, or we could have 80 by the end of the week, you know, 78, I don't know. we'll just have to see how it plays out. Obviously, injuries are a factor at this time of year with every team. So there's some positions where you need depth, some positions where you have depth and you can't play everybody. I think that's, you know, definitely the case in some positions for us. We have more players than we could really play against Carolina. So if we're not going to play them, and we're going to have to release them at the 75 cut after the game, then, you know, then there's an argument to just doing that now, which gives the player an opportunity and kind of clears it up for us a little bit. So I think there's some of that.
Bill, Tom said today
last
that if this were with Tom on Thursday, if this were the regular season, he probably would have tried to play through it. Just curious, I understand not having him play through that, but what was the reasoning for setting him out of the stadium on Thursday?
What was the reason?
Yeah, because he said during the, if this were a regular season, would have tried to play through it. So I understand not having him play in the preseason.
Well, I said after the game that it was my decision not to play him. And the players that were injured weren't on the sideline. So I don't understand. What's the question? I don't understand the question.
Are all injured players not? Are they not at the stadium during games?
Some are, some aren't. But I mean, what difference does it make? Doesn't make any difference. I mean, guys that are out there are playing. The guys that aren't playing, they're doing something else, whatever that happens to be. They could be doing treatment. They could be at home. They could be here. They could be, you've seen them up in the press box. So depends on what, you know, what their situation is, what they need to do. Good? All right.